Brothers and sisters, there is a reason for things. There is a reason. Do you remember the story, everyone, about the man who has appendicitis? He goes into the physician's office, his doctor's office. The doctor tells him it's a serious case and he needs surgery. Well, the man is so frugal, everyone, that he goes home and he kind of refuses surgery. But after a while, his wife gets so sick and tired hearing about the pain that she finally lines up surgery. So he goes in, everyone, and he's still kind of angry. He's still frugal, you know, bitter about things. So he turns to the doctor before surgery and says, "Doc, why did God even give us an appendix?" And, of course, the doc says this in response: "God gave you an appendix so that I could get my children through college." Brothers and sisters, there is a reason for things. You know, when you hear this story today about weeds and wheat, you may be scratching your head and finding yourself saying, "Boy, it seems so far-fetched. Is it really possible that someone would go into someone's wheat field and actually sow weeds? Seems far-fetched, doesn't it?" But I got a story for you today. Okay? Now, to get to the story, everyone, I have to do a little explaining, so just bear with me a little bit today. Everyone, remember I grew up just 80 miles from here, northwest of Albert Lea, about 20 miles. It's tremendous farmland. I grew up on a farm, everyone. Tremendous, tremendous grounds. Probably some of the greatest ground in the whole world. But remember this, it's not very rolly. It's fairly flat ground. And so when we get a large rain, it doesn't have the natural way for it to run off like some hills do and valleys. So what does it do when it rains? It just sits. Okay, it has no way to run. Okay? And so how have they done to combat that over time? Well, this is the beauty of tile. Okay? And as I think about the story of tile, everyone, it's amazing how it evolved. My dad's uncles actually tiled back in the 40s and the 50s. And they dug all the trenches by hand, laid the tile by hand, and filled in the trench by hand. So imagine, everyone, digging a trench 3 or 4 feet deep for hundreds and hundreds of feet. Now today, everyone, you see a machine. Machine comes, digs it, throws the tile in, and buries it all on one machine. Okay, tile today, everyone, is made of plastic. Back in my uncle's days, they actually had to lay clay tile in the ground. Okay? And back in my uncle's days, everyone, they used to tile where tile was needed. In other words, in wet spots and sloughs, that's where they tiled. Well, wouldn't you know it, today, everyone, tiling has evolved to such a point that the entire field is actually tiled. Every 75, 100 feet, there's tile throughout the entire field. We call that pattern tiling. Sloughs, places where there isn't a great deal of water, the whole thing is tiled. Okay, that's one form. Okay, now remember in that form, everyone, when it rains, what happens? The water, everyone, filters through the ground, runs into the tile, finally meets the tile, and then through the tile, it finds itself in a ditch or a creek. Okay? Now, there's another way in which it happens, and this is what's called an inlet. And you maybe have seen inlets if you ever looked in the field. An inlet basically is a piece of tile or a piece of pipe, everyone. Sticks out of the ground probably about that high. And actually, if you went and looked at it, everyone, it's just a piece of pipe, everyone, or tile that runs directly down into the tile itself. So where's that put? It's put in a place where water runs or sits. The water then, everyone, forms around that particular tile or pipe, runs down it into the tile, and it's run off in that direction. Okay? That means there maybe isn't. There's a tile, everyone, where it runs, but there maybe not be tile around it. We call that an inlet. So the story here today involves an inlet. My dad had a slough in one field, everyone, where whenever it rained, it sat, and it sat, and it sat, and it sat, and it would never run. So after a while, he finally figured, he talked to a tiler, They thought about tiling it, but said, no, this is kind of a natural place for an inlet. So they put an inlet there, and it worked beautifully for a period of time. Then all of a sudden, everyone, they noticed the water started to sit like it did before. Okay, couldn't figure out the mystery. And this went on for a period of time. So what did they do? They brought in the backhoe. They started digging, everyone. Okay, you could actually look down the inlet. There was nothing there that they could see that would block anything or clog anything up. So they had to start actually digging along the tile line. So they started digging and digging and digging and digging until they couldn't believe their eyes. Here's what had happened. Someone took wheat, threw it down the inlet. It had run down the tile for a period of time until it finally caught. It started to grow, and it clogged the inlet. It clogged the tile. So what's that mean? The water couldn't run. That's why the water sat. Now you may say, why would someone do that? Well, it's an easy answer, everyone. Remember this. A tile many times encompasses 6 to 8 different farmers. So if I can block the water above me, in this case, my dad's, his can't run through, and mine's is next in line, well, that means my water will run. It'll go. You hear a story like that, and you go, man, you hear the story of weeds and wheat, and while it's a little different story, it's the same thing. Now, everyone, here's the danger of everything. We don't know who did it. We can surmise, we can guess, but we don't know. Be careful of that. You know, somebody after Mass said this last night. They shared a little story with me. There were two truckers from the same city, same town, two truckers. One had cattle. One day, all of a sudden, the one man's cattle were all dead. They were all poisoned. And so what was the rumor around town? They guessed the other person had done it, but to this day they don't know. We can guess. Guessing, everyone, is not knowing. But when we find out who does it, what do we want them to do? We want God to zap them, don't we? Zap them. Immediate justice. So with that in mind, there are 2 points I want to make on weeds and wheat in today's parable. Number one, people, when you plant wheat, and we used to plant a little wheat when I was growing up, realize this, there's a lot of stems of wheat, there are a lot of heads of wheat in a little area. You could have 25, everyone, heads of wheat in a square foot. So now you understand, if there's weeds in there, and you go up there, and it's not ripe, and you pull up the weeds, what's going to naturally come with some of it? Wheat. That's what the farmer says today. The owner's smart. Wait for it to get ripe. Then if you go out and you pull it up and the wheat comes with it, hey, we can separate the weeds and we can have a harvest with the wheat. There's a profit there. So what is he saying, everyone? Patience. Wait until the end. Second point I want to make is this. The time of the Messiah is coming. People accepted expected the Messiah to be the zapper. It would be immediate judgment. And yet when you think about the story of Jesus, that's not his story, is it? No, never did. Everyone. He ate with sinners. He preached love to everyone. And everyone, when he went about healing and curing, he didn't ask them, well, have you repented first? He never did that, people. Never, ever did that. Instead, he preached the premise of love. He told them this is what you are to do. And based upon the response to that command, judgment would come at the end of time. And so, people, remember this. There is a reason. You know something, everyone? I'll be honest with you today. When it comes to a story, so many times we want zap, immediate judgment. But you know what we all share in common? We're sinners. So you know what that means? At some point, there's a zap for every one of us. So what would this church look like today, everyone, if we got into this zap mode? There wouldn't be anyone here. Maybe a few infants who don't know sin yet. Look at that, smiling. All right, keep her that way. Okay? All right? But there wouldn't, we wouldn't be here. You know, there was someone that said this, a pastor, wise pastor said this. If you find a perfect church, join it. But realize just as soon as you join it, it won't be perfect anymore. Okay? Yeah, sometimes people madden us. But you know something? Let's be honest today. Yourself, myself, we madden people too. Okay, it's the human. It's being human. And that's why God says today, patience and time. God's patience, God's time. Okay? Cherish that we have that. Patience and time for yourself and for everyone. Okay, as we gather today, honoring the Trinity, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.